You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today is part four of a four-part series on the coronavirus. And today we're talking about this pandemic and what it means for you and the world. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, is there some type of cosmic meaning in this coronavirus pandemic?
You know, the problem with the question, and we've heard that a lot in the last couple of weeks, is that it presumes a view of things that sees God as parental and that we're the children. So is God punishing us? Well, that presumes a paternal creator and that we're the children. And we don't see it that way. We talk to God all the time. We talk to the creator all the time. And we can, via our intuition, through our essence. That's how you do it. That's how it's the most clear. And because we've been clearing the negative emotions attached to our essence for the last 20 years collectively, we have a pretty good connection. And as a result, it's we know that it's not some sort of cosmic punishment.
Okay, so if it's not about a parental force or punishment, what is it?
We see it very clearly. It's the buildup of negative energy. That's kind of a cliche. The negative emotions that is very toxic for the world and for individuals. And we call this buildup negative energy pollution.
Okay.
It's the buildup of unprocessed negative emotions.
Hmm.
Now, if this is hard to get your head around, because we don't even see our emotions as energies, first of all, and then we don't see the buildup because we don't see them as things. We see them as just a mood or something that you feel one second and then the next second you feel something else. We see them as things, and these misconceptions build up, and we have all this unprocessed negative emotion.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. So if it's unprocessed and nobody can see it, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. So why bother with it?
Well, it's roughly analogous.
Okay.
And I know Patricia doesn't like me when I use this.
Oh, it must be some male thing happening here.
Well, it's if you were to disconnect your sewer line from the sewer system.
It's male, I told you. Sorry, everyone.
And all your raw sewage would go out in your front yard, and everybody did it in the neighborhood, pretty soon your neighborhood would be uninhabitable.
Because of that toxic waste.
Yes, exactly.
From the sewer.
Yes.
Okay.
But when it comes to our emotions, because they're invisible,
yeah,
we don't see that buildup.
Sure.
And, you know, if we have over 100 shows now that we have under our belt, and every single show is something about the toxic buildup of negative emotions.
Yeah.
Now, when we do clearing over the radio, we always use a trash can metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
But we have created what we call a processor. And this processor, you for people that are clearing with us on a regular basis, you put your negative emotions in the top of that. It processes those negative emotions, and it comes out neutral in the front. Now, if you want to see a picture or you want to download it, We have it on our website. You just have to go to the free section, and they just ask you to subscribe to our free section. It's completely free, and you can download a picture and fold it in thirds and put it on your desktop or wherever and visualize that those negative emotions going into that processor. And just to note, we're working really fast. We put a lot of content in our website, so it might not be ready for until the next couple of days. But you can download it and do a little craft project and cut it out, fold it in thirds, print it out, and then you can have a visual. But we call it the processor because that's what it does. And if you understand that all this unprocessed negative emotions creates an extreme of emotionality and a lack of just plain good judgment.
Well, okay. So using the processor is essential. You and I both know it because we use it every single day. And by the way, I just want to say that Jason and I created the processor in our mind's eye, and then I drew it. And but use it because we know that it works. In other words, you don't want sewage hanging around you anywhere because we all know it is toxic. There's another part of this, Jason. You know, we don't think that we're victims to our unseen powers or the unseen energies, but the truth is we are.
Actually, just the opposite. We're not victims to that unseen power. We act like it. Like, you know, if you get
that's
an accident,
what I meant.
Yes. You just forgot a knot there. We're not victims to unseen powers.
Well, it feels like we are sometimes.
Exactly.
That's what I was trying
exactly.
to say.
And just to make this clear, we may believe that we're not victims, but then if you get in a car accident or 2, 3, 4 things happen right in a row, think, oh, I'm being punished. What did I do? You know,
or karma's coming to bite me in the backside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's based on a deep ingrained training that's happened over hundreds and hundreds of years that frames our view of the Creator like we're children. And if we do good things, He'll reward us. And if we do bad things, the Creator will punish us.
Well, and Jason, you and I both know that isn't why we're here.
Exactly. You know, the Age of Aquarius, we did a show about that a couple weeks back. Go look at it, listen to it. It's really interesting.
Exactly.
But it defines that this energy age now is about the development of individual empowerment.
Meaning, time to grow up.
Time to grow up. And as grown-up children, we don't have to look to a parental God to reward us or punish us.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to take the power ourselves. And one of the things that we've seen, and from the very beginning, and we've talked about this for a long time, but the greatest gift that the Creator has given us here on Earth is creating a free will zone.
Okay.
What does that mean? Well, that means that we have choice.
Yes, we have the ability to choose.
The Creator gave us all these tools,
mm-hmm.
and these tools are, most of them are hidden in your essence.
Okay.
They're not even hidden. They're in plain sight.
Well, actually, they feel hidden because most people have negative energies
yes.
that are laying on top of their own essence.
Yes. And there's a machine-like thinking that we're talking about in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all the tools for amazing empowerment, but we don't use those tools.
Mm.
And we're given free will to choose to use them or not.
Okay.
And the idea is that we're here on Earth to learn at the level of our essence. Now, the level of our essence is different than 2 + 2 = 4. That's not learning at the level of your essence. Learning is like, oh, I don't have to be a victim to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a learning.
Or if I have the coronavirus, I can clear so I can detach myself from that negative energy.
I have the power to heal myself.
Very
from the
good.
Coronavirus.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
You know,
it.
And that's really positive, and it's true.
Okay.
We're not trying to tell you something that isn't true at all. We
right.
see this. We've been seeing this for 20 years.
Right. Right. Well, and you know, Jason, the consciousness. You know, when you work or when somebody works with energy, what happens?
When you have a consciousness, what happens is that you know you have this power, and all these questions about life, these energy gaps are filled in, about why things happen in terms of health, relationships, success, failure, happiness, all these things. And we become aware of our personal empowerment.
Well, and in that though, because of that, the negative energies covering up our essence, we don't exactly see it with clarity, Jason.
Exactly. And, you know, because we don't have the personal empowerment that we should, we look to governments, our government, we look to authorities, experts, doctors, and medicine for answers. And we, and as a result, we have no idea how to do self-healing. You know, we're terrified because there's not enough respirators, but we have no idea. And unfortunately, this is very likely that a lot of people will get sick with the coronavirus, and they won't have any tools on their own to do anything about it. And that's why we're doing this four-part series on the coronavirus. That's why we're doing clearings at the end to help you have to be empowered.
Okay. Okay. So, and one more thing I want to say about that is our dependency. When we become more empowered, we're less dependent on the government and science. Don't misunderstand me. We agree with science. We like it, but we also know it can be tainted, not by the numbers, but by the way it's delivered.
The judgment
yes. of it. They're very, very good.
The conclusions that are drawn.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's not an either or at all.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Our current situation in the world is not a cosmic crisis or a punishment from God.
Okay.
The cause is the way we live and our refusal to understand energies and emotions of energies and our denial of essence.
Okay.
Unprocessed negative emotions is toxic to you and toxic to the world. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach helps you process energies constantly, consistently, and specifically, and effectively.
Love
so
it.
That you can be empowered and be in control of your own health.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the problem and what you can do for yourself and the world. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk some more about the problems and what you can do for yourself and the world connected to the coronavirus. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, the idea of unprocessed negative emotions is actually really vague, Jason. Can you explain more about that?
We've framed, and by we, I mean our collective, the collective authorities have framed human development like more like a machine than human beings. We see humans as parts that can be interchange, and we solve problems with formulas, recipes, and programming, and solutions that if you do this, then this, you get this. If you do this, then this will happen. But the most important part of the human being and the human existence is completely invisible.
Okay, so what is the most important part, Jason?
It's your essence. That's where the creativity, the wisdom, the empowerment, the infinite potential, your instincts, that's where it all resides. You know, we have an article on our website. It's called You Are Not a Machine. And go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign into our free section, and you can read that article. It's fascinating, but it talks about what happens when you treat yourself like a machine and what happens when you allow your essence to come forward. It's very, very interesting.
And the other thing is that for those of you who do go and read this, I do recommend it highly. It's a very good article. But understand that, look, when he's talking about, Jason wrote the article, when he's talking about acting like a machine or having machine-like thinking, how much does that connect to you?
You know, and here's the truth of it.
Okay.
It's so commonplace.
Yes.
We don't even question it. Mm-hmm. You know, if we all had our essence was uncovered and fully operating, if someone tried to say, well, all you have to do is do this, just don't even think about how you feel about it. Just do it no matter how you feel. Then our essence would go, well, that can't be right. Well, oh, no, you know.
Well, and I'm going to bring up another point about that. When our essence is covered up, we don't get to see something or a situation from a 360 view. We oftentimes only see it from a very small view.
And when we look for solutions for any problem or challenge that we have in the world, we go to an expert outside of ourselves. When the truth is, your standard equipment has all the knowing and wisdom to help you in those situations to figure out what to do.
Right.
But it's been covered up. Those unprocessed negative emotions we were talking about, they interfere and suppress and block your essence.
Well, and, you know, Jason, a machine-like view of humans, you know, science, medicine, is completely left brain.
Exactly. You know, we've made science our gold standard, but science has left out a lot of stuff. For example,
about emotions?
How about emotions? I mean,
how about them?
You know, I see there was this there was a whole booklet, I think, made by a very prominent publisher that said the science of a good marriage. You know, I'm laughing only because, I mean, how many scientists, you know, can really do it for you? So I don't know how to say that in a nice way. You know,
Wait a minute. Let's back this up. He's not saying that scientists don't have emotions. He's saying that scientists are trained not to use emotions when They're looking for answers for things.
Imagine the most boring spouse you could ever have who treats you in a very machine-like way. When you talk to them, they give you a canned answer and they don't ever respond. They don't ever come forward. Our emotions make life delicious. It makes life expand.
So I can truly say around this house, it is never dull. It's always delicious. And there's always something going on. But that's not exactly what he's talking about.
Well, you know, and science talks about putting aside your emotions. And we know that that scientists think they're doing that, but they're not.
Right.
And that they come forward and they create biases that are invisible to most scientists, mm-hmm. because they're disconnected from their emotions.
Right.
Now, we have a lot of clients who are scientists, literally PhDs. And to them, I want to, my hat's off to you guys, because you see that there's more to the world than just this kind of black and white view. And I know that this, they've done some things in advanced physics where they see that this compartmentalized, very structured view of the world isn't what they thought it was. So, but that's geeky stuff. Here's the most important point.
Okay.
Your unprocessed negative emotions are the most toxic for the world. And the coronavirus came about as a result of those unprocessed negative emotions. In other words, imagine all that sewage in your front yard and in your whole neighborhood. It would create a lot of deadly bacteria, viruses, bugs. And that's what happened with these unprocessed negative emotions.
Exactly. And the hard part is that for everybody that I've talked to that has the coronavirus, I guarantee you I've seen a lot of the emotions. They just pop right out, especially when they're talking to me. Fear, anger, resentment.
Powerlessness.
Yeah. Yes. Even disappointment that they got the disease and that the guy next to him didn't, and they don't know why.
Or some form of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
But see, when you talk about these negative, unprocessed negative emotions, we end up with two extremes.
Okay.
Science, which deals with the virus through sanitation.
Okay.
The sanitation necessary to protect yourself from the coronavirus is almost impossible in this world. And if you put all humans into a stainless steel bubble,
okay,
with absolutely pure air and no viruses, people would die. They'd kill each other because of they wouldn't be able to express themselves emotionally because it's so unnatural.
Well,
and then the other part, you know, so science doesn't work through sanitation, and then
neither does.
When you have unprocessed negative emotions, what you have is over-the-top emotionality.
Exactly.
So you have conspiracy theories, magical thinking, people that think that, oh, this isn't going to hurt me, or, oh, you know, we don't need this, or it's going to go away in a week or whatever. Don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah, there is that one.
Extremes. So.
Two extremes. And I just want to say, we know that complete sanitation does not work because people can't survive in it. But we also
human
know
human beings can't survive in it. Machines could.
Yes, machines could. Exactly. Good. That was one of my points right there. And the other part is that, but if we all lived in a bubble, or even all the people that are on your block had to go live in a bubble, the problem is that these unprocessed emotions would start to arise, and people would not know, because we've been so programmed, how to deal with them.
So instead of having the virus kill us in this bubble,
yes, we kill each other.
Exactly. And that's why I heard this, you know, I don't know how credible this was, but I heard that there's been a run on guns. In other words, people are going out and buying guns.
Mm.
And it's not for the virus, I guarantee you. You know, it's just this over-the-top emotions or complete devoid of emotions, mm-hmm. neither of which are work. So complete reliance on science doesn't work. And it's being shown with this coronavirus that the sanitation and their ability to get ahead of this doesn't work. Now, that doesn't mean if there's a vaccine, you know, we'll get it.
Well,
if there's a treatment, we'll use it.
Yes, of course. But I also want to say, I value what the scientists are saying. We both do. We value it. We're listening to it. We get it. We understand it. But we also see the emotional side of all of this.
People are talking about the emotional burden of having a loved one die alone.
I mean, honestly, Jason, I hope I don't know anybody that happens to.
It's
devastating.
It's devastating.
It truly is.
Part of that too is that grief, you know, if we could process our emotions, we would find ways to connect with the people that are important to us in a way that is, has an emotional balance to it.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. We need a balance. We don't need either or. We need a balance. And by the way, we were created to have a balance.
And balance isn't 50-50.
No.
That's machine-like thinking. Well, 50 of this, 50 of that. Oh, mm-hmm. That's not balance. Well, the way you get balance, and this is what the point that I wanted to make, is from your essence.
Okay.
It's from your essence that's working properly, that's not blocked or dysfunctional,
mm-hmm.
that you know how to balance this and that.
Well, and what you're saying is complete reliance on science doesn't work, and complete reliance on energy work doesn't work.
Exactly.
We need that balance.
Emotionality, yes. Yes.
We need that balance. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Unprocessed negative emotions is the root of most of the world's problem, especially the coronavirus and all the issues related to the coronavirus.
Okay.
Medicine or science's view of human treats us like a machine to be programmed, but there's huge parts missing with that view of human beings.
Okay.
And unprocessed negative emotions block, interfere, and suppress your essence.
And therefore, your judgment can be askewed.
And your ability to have balance. Yes. The ecosystem approach trains you to overcome machine-like thinking and helps you uncover your essence for the greatest empowerment for you.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start clearing your susceptibility to the coronavirus and clearing to help you if you already have the virus. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to start clearing your susceptibility to the coronavirus, and if you already have the virus. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So Jason, you're going to tell everybody how we do this energy work?
So it's very simple. You can be in any posture that you want. You can slouch, you can stand up, you can sit, you can get comfortable in a chair, you can be lying down, it doesn't matter. And then when we say to eliminate, just gather up those things to eliminate in your mind's eye and then blow them, take an exhale breath and blow them into a trash can,
or
if there's not a trash can available, like if you're driving, do it in your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing is to go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and look at the picture of the processor. So picture the processor in your mind's eye. And if you go there, you can see a picture. We would love for you to download it and use it, put it on your desktop or your tabletop. But at least if you see it once, you can have a picture of it and you can picture that.
Exactly. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. And life force energy is very simple. We pull it in through the top. We call upon it. We pull it in through the top of our head. We let it go all the way down our torso, our arms, all the way down to the tips of our toes. Stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and have that energy, that life force energy, help push out any negative energies that are left over, because we know there's negative energy everywhere. So you ready to get started, Jason?
Here we go. We're going to talk about the issue, and then we'll do a couple clearings attached to each one.
Okay.
So we know that the virus has an energy, and that energy is attracted to your energy of anger, fear, victim energy, and hopelessness. So here we go.
So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all of the anger and fear and victim energy and hopelessness that I'm holding on to and stuck in. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate my fear that I have these negative emotions and that I'm a sitting duck for this virus, take a breath.
And blow out those negative energies into that garbage can or the processor.
So here's the next one. Your energy attracts the virus is constantly, the energy that is attracting the virus is constantly changing. And this is in you, depending on what you hear, see, and experience. So in other words, your feelings are constantly changing. So here we go. And to eliminate the false belief that if I'm afraid, I'm going to be afraid all the time, when that's not necessarily true. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that the fear keeps me safe, when the truth is the fear doesn't. It blocks you and your essence. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that if I feel angry, then I don't feel fear anymore, when the truth is they kind of come and go. Take a breath. By the way, everyone, we've been hearing reports that people, they get better and then they get worse and they get better and they get worse. Well, that's your emotions.
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
If you get this, keep clearing these negative emotions.
And I do want to say this. Jason and I, we get up every morning. We sit down, have a cup of coffee, and we clear first thing in the morning. It's one of the things that we do. And I have to tell you, we clear fear every single day. We clear it for this, that, and the other, but we also clear it every day because of the coronavirus.
Powerlessness, victim energy, hopelessness.
Nice. Yes. Nice and easy. So, and to eliminate all of the fear that I'm stuck in about the coronavirus, whether I have it or I don't, take a breath.
And to eliminate my black and white thinking that says if I'm afraid that I'm always afraid, or if I'm angry, I'm always angry, when the truth is my emotions change constantly. Take a breath.
So here's something else. Your emotional story has an energy that defines and creates and attracts to the coronavirus. I release and let go whatever's in my emotional story right now that's attracting the coronavirus. Take a breath. Blow it out.
Quick example. If you're angry because your parents preferred your brother over you, you know, if you're sitting with the coronavirus and you've got it, there's a good chance that even though it has nothing to do with that, you know, having the difficulty breathing, it has everything to do with the difficulty breathing. So clear that anger, that, you know, whatever your emotional story is, and you know what it is, we don't.
Right. Take a breath, everyone, and just blow out those negative emotions.
So as science gains more data about how the virus reacts and is transmitted, its relationship to you is a unique one that you can clear. In other words, when they say, well, we found out that the virus acts this way or it acts this way, but for you personally, it may not.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to still clear it.
Yes. So, and to eliminate the false belief that science knows everything about me personally when that's not true at all. Take a breath.
Right.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that science deals with statistical averages, but I'm a unique person.
Right.
Take a breath.
And I'd like to say, if you're one of the people that hasn't got it and you think, I'm not going to get it and it doesn't matter whether I do social distancing or not, I would like you to clear the false belief that you don't have to,
you're immune.
That you're immune. Thank you, Jason. That you're immune to it. And even if you are immune to it, possibly you are someone who spreads the disease. I release and let go all of that fear, all of that I'm immune, and all of it I don't, and that it doesn't matter. The truth is, it does. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that bravo often covers fear and panic that we don't want to acknowledge.
Exactly. Take a breath.
Now, if you're a first responder, hospital worker, delivery person, and you're on the front lines, you can protect yourself with constant clearings. And it goes something like this. And to eliminate my fear, anger, hopelessness, powerlessness, and victim energy that I'm going to feel all throughout the day as I work with people on the front line. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the resentment I have regarding the emotions that I'm feeling, put them all into the garbage can. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the guilt that I feel where I don't think it's worth it. And I want to take this job and shove it, et cetera, et cetera. all during the day because I'm not being supported. I'm not getting what I'm putting my life at risk and no one is appreciating it.
Right.
Take a breath.
And as a first responder and hospital worker, delivery person, and to eliminate all of, it just went out the window. All of the negative energies that are keeping me stuck in I'm not appreciated, when the truth is you are. People are just afraid to say so right now. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate, okay, so here's another one. Trust that your personal empowerment is based on a combination of clearing for your power in particular situations and scientific knowledge. Always use both.
Yes.
So we're not saying don't wash your hands. So here we go. And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that I have a power within me that I can, as I clear negative emotions, I can unleash. Take a breath.
And I haven't added one to that. And to eliminate any blocks that are keeping me from accepting, I do have a power. I do have that power to make a difference all the time. Take a breath.
Okay. So if you have the virus, you're coughing, you're hacking, you're having problems breathing, you can do this. You know, you can be sitting up and doing it. Even if you're so sick and so wiped out that you can barely move, you can do this with each breath. And it goes something like this. You know, as you're laying there and you're exhausted, you know, as you take a breath in and then go out and say, clear fear, and to eliminate fear, and to eliminate anger, and to eliminate the power that the coronavirus has in my body right now.
And to eliminate the powerlessness about that.
Yes, that I feel.
Take a breath.
These little clearings can be really, really effective.
Yes.
And to eliminate the anger I have about being powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And feeling powerless.
And to eliminate the false belief that this virus has kicked my butt, that I have no power over it. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
You know, Jason wrote out some of the clearings, which is really, really good. But he wrote one that I think is just the most amazing. And it says, if your symptoms are really critical, clear with each breath or do it for 5 minutes every single hour that you're awake.
So if you're in a respirator,
mm-hmm.
clear fear, the power that the coronavirus has to keep you from breathing,
mm-hmm.
clear your the barriers to taking in life force
right.
from the air in the world. Take a breath.
So, and here's the last one for this segment, Jason. Okay. If someone who is close to you gets it, clear for them all the things you would clear for yourself. Nice and easy. I release and let go any energies that are keeping me from remembering to clear for not only myself, but for those that I love. Take a breath and blow it out. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to keep going with these clearings. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at kimberlycarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
System Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to clear, and do specific clearings just for you. So, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any panic over money that I feel and fear that I feel that I can't pay my bills or I won't have my money for my bills. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from having a knowing relationship with money in my highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling like I'm a victim to money or bills or financial obligations. Take a breath. Oh, and this is the most important one. And to eliminate the barriers to my creativity so I can know that I can figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And also, if you're frenzied, bored, lonely, anxious, because you're isolated, clear those feelings and continue as those feelings change. Let's do a couple of those. And to eliminate the frenzy and the boredom and the loneliness that I'm stuck in, blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that those feelings are energies. And the most direct way to get rid of them is clearing.
Yes.
Not necessarily taking some sort of action. Take a breath. Spoiler alert. You can be with people as much as you want, but it doesn't necessarily get rid of loneliness. Clear the energy of loneliness. Yes.
Take a breath. And here's a big one. Everyone that I've talked to that has the virus talks about this anxiousness that happens. So, and to eliminate the anxiousness and the fear, because anxiousness is fear, I release and let go this anxiousness and fear right now, before I have the virus, when I have the virus, and even after, if I get the virus. Take a breath.
And here you go. During the day, if I feel panic that the world is coming to an end and I'm overwhelmed with grief for those who are dying or those who are dying around me, just clear it as it comes up.
Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate being a victim to those fears of panic, the world is coming to an end,
okay,
or that that I'm a victim to all the people dying around me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate, for me personally, being a victim to the virus, being a victim to my emotions, being a victim to the isolation. I take a breath right now.
Now, there's someone out there that has a unique situation created by the coronavirus. So ask yourself, how do I feel about that? And just clear it. And to eliminate my unique situation makes me feel trapped, hopeless, angry, victimized, and that damned if you do, damned if you don't energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from seeing that my situation is unique, and how do I feel about it? I release and let go everything that's keeping me from clearing so I can see actually how I feel about it starting right now. Take a breath. And then being able to clear that. Take one more breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can add clearing into my daily routine so I can do it constantly, consistently, and specifically, and keep doing the ecosystem approach for all the situations as they come up.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
So, Jason, are you ready to do life force? Good. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Let it come in all the way, that life force energy come in all the way through the top of my head, all the way down my torso, my arms, both my legs. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. And to eliminate all of the negative energies that are all the way around the world. I want everyone to picture the world, and I want you all to pick up all that negative energy that's keeping everybody stuck in fear, terror, and panic. Pick it up, let your hand go around the world, and drop it into that huge, huge, huge dumpster. Take a breath. And I realize that was another clearing, but that's okay. And to activate life force for everyone who's around the world, including me right now, so I can use life force energy to heal me, to see what I need to see, clear what I need to clear, so I can go on with my life and the rest of the world as well. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes, and then blow out any negative energy. And one last one. And to activate life force so I can trust my own essence to help me, to guide me by using the clearing to get rid of the negative energies, not only for me, but for those that I love and the rest of the world. Take a breath. Activate power, power for you. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Topic for next week is isolation craziness. And yep, we're going to be dealing with this. You know, here's the most important part.
Okay.
That craziness, those feelings that you have by being isolated, are energies. Mm-hmm. And the most direct way to deal with them is clearing them, right, not taking some sort of action or doing something. And that's the biggest misconception. We're going to talk about that next week.
I love it. I love it. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
Okay, we've done a four-part series on the coronavirus. We're going to continue to do topics that are related to the coronavirus. It's up on our website right now. It's free. We're adding content all the time. Every week we're adding content. So go there. All you have to do is sign into our website and to the free subscription service that includes our newsletter. And every week in that newsletter, you'll get a list of clearings that you can do, as well as the backstory to each show. And those clearings you can take and do them all the time. This is the best thing. This is the best thing that you can do to help yourself with the coronavirus. You know, when science has a solution, go ahead and take it. But in the meantime, you have to do this. You should do this. It's for your best interest. And even when science does have a solution, quote unquote, whether it's a vaccine or a treatment, you can still use this for a much better outcome. And frankly, once you start, we hope that you'll continue, because this will help you in all areas of your life. So if you also, if you would visit our Facebook page, the ecosystemapproach.org on Facebook, we always preview the next show on Facebook, and there's some pictures of Patricia and I, and
and there's a hand washing video.
Yeah, not on the Facebook page, but
that's right. I apologize. Yes.
On our website, Patricia did a video for hand washing. that makes it fun and includes clearing. You should do some moves. So if you're stuck in your place by yourself, these moves are clearings and movement at the same time. It's really helpful. It's really appropriate and it really work. So,
okay, listen to our show every week and do clearing at the end. Our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, it is recorded. And if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for the free section.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world. See you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.